Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, this is Sandy C. from Haiku, Maui, Hawaii, the wet, rainy forest. It's been raining for like 2 days, 3 days over here. Waterfalls are really pumping. I've got standing water in my yard, but it's absolutely gorgeous and it's very green. So thank you so much for tuning into the show today. Super excited about what we're going to share. We're actually going to reverse roles a little bit. I've got my special guest, J. Michael Smith, on the line with me, and he's going to be interviewing me. So super excited about kind of letting him take control today, and he's going to throw some questions at me, and I'm going to just share my heart, my background a little bit about who I am and my trip to Africa. We're going to talk about Ethiopia and my mission trip there. And just first of all, I want to thank everybody out there for supporting me through this process of fulfilling my dream to go to Africa. Thank you for all of those who have been purchasing life-saving products through World Impact Solutions. And those who have been purchasing my T-shirts, my fundraising T-shirts to help me get there, every cent is going to this mission. My goal is to share this journey with you over the next few months as we get up to it. And then when I get there, I'm going to bring back tons of information about my journey and my experience there just to kind of bring you along on this journey to Africa. So just thank you so much, everybody, first of all, for your support. We do air this radio show every Monday, 8 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time. The show is recorded, so please share with your friends. Also, if you can't hear the whole show today, please play it back and listen to what we have going on here in Maui. And, of course, my co-host, J. Michael Smith, in Texas. So I'm going to welcome him aboard. J. Michael Smith, welcome aboard. So happy you are on for today.
Good morning, Sandy. And, yes, you are in a rainforest. I can only imagine what that your yard's going to look like in about 8 to 10 days here. It's all lush anyway. It's so lush anyway. But what a great day to be here. I love Monday mornings kicking off the new week with your radio show, 8 a.m. Maui time. And it's 1 p.m. In the afternoon here, 5 hours a little later than you. But so I've been up a few more hours than you. I was up at 4:30 this morning chatting with my Ethiopian counterparts and peers and kids and daughter. And so it's been a great morning here in Texas as well. But I want to really... I love this show, and I want to start off, Sandy, by kind of telling the folks out there, if you're listening live, by the way, I'd love to have you call in. Sandy, what's the number to call in?
Yeah, the call-in number, and please do, don't be afraid to call in. We'd love to hear from you if you have any questions or you just want to say hi to us. The number is 347-850-8692.
Great. Perfect. And if you're online, you can listen anywhere in the world online with a good Wi-Fi connection. So I'd encourage you to kind of mark this time, 8 o'clock a.m. In Haiku, Maui. And it's 1 p.m. here in Tyler, Texas. But internationally, we can have people on here from Africa, South Vietnam, wherever. We'd love to have you tune in. And guys, just a quick story on the two of us. We met through a mutual friend, Randy Zachary, a great, great man of God, and he has been in radio, I believe, his entire adult life, and we met, you and I, Sandy, on a show that you and he were doing about 2.5 years ago called, was it Pono, Hawaii? Was that your show called?
It was called Pono. It was Randy and Sandy Pono. We were working with an online radio station we started called Pono Radio.
Yes, and so anyway, tell me a little bit about your radio back. How did you and Randy meet? By the way, folks, Sandy and I have never met in person, and that is, to me, just amazing. I feel like I know Sandy and her husband Tom like brothers and sisters, and we will meet here shortly because we're going to Africa in the fall. And actually, I will be in Hawaii this summer, so we're going to meet eventually. But we've known each other now almost 2 years, and we've never even met each other personally. So that's why I thought I'd ask you some questions today. But tell me a little bit about your background in radio. How did you get into radio?
Well, you know, it really started, I would have to say, probably 5 years ago or so. It's life is moving so fast, it's hard to keep up with the amount of time that's going by. But I have to say, probably about 5 years ago, I started doing my own podcast, and it was just me talking, you know, and I would get on, I would do these little podcasts and just share maybe 15 minutes of my heart by myself. I had no host with me or anything, and I was doing this and really enjoyed it, really felt like God was calling me to do something like this. And then not long after that, Randy Zachary and I met on Twitter, and he sent me a tweet. He was coming to Maui. He'd been here before. He'd lived here a couple of times before that, and he was coming back out to Maui, and he was talking about starting an online radio station called Pono Radio. And he sent me a tweet, asked me if I'd be interested in hearing more, and of course I was like, yes, I would definitely be interested. So him and I got on the phone, and we talked for about an hour, and just really felt like God wanted me to work with him and help him. And so we started, and he came out here, and we met at a Starbucks coffee. And as soon as we met, we just hit it off. And then the first time we sat down together, which was that night, we did a little recording of him and I together, and the chemistry was there, and we just hit it off. And me and him co-hosting together, it was just a blast. I mean, we had so much fun, and there was just so much amazing energy between the two of us when we did this. And I had never done anything like this before. I'd never co-hosted with anybody. I'd never done radio like that before. But I was with somebody who'd been doing radio for 35 years, who knew what he was doing. So I learned a lot just from listening to him and being with him on the air. And he has blessed my life, you know, so much, and helped me in this arena to really be my own person and have my own brand and my own identity and through this process. And I really am so grateful I got to meet him. So that's kind of how I got into this.
Great. Yeah, I agree. And I can remember back in those days, this is 2014 in the fall that I was introduced. You actually invited me, or Randy, you both invited me to be on the show one to talk about the early days of World Impact Solution and saving children, and that's how I met you. But what a great show. I listened after that almost weekly, and if I missed a show, I'd go back and catch it in the archives. And that's the great I love about Blog Talk or internet radio. All these shows are archived, and we did a great show last week on Ethiopia that you can go back and listen to. But again, Sandy, I know you're not from Maui. What about your early part of your life, first quarter or first season in your life? Where'd you grow up? And I know your folks have been they've been missionaries, weren't they? Or aren't they in South Central America or somewhere? And tell me a little bit about the early first quarter of your life. And then how did you end up on the island of Maui?
Yeah, you know, actually, I was born and raised in Fort Lauderdale, grew up there the first 7-8 years of my life. My dad and my mom got the call of God and went to Bible school up in northern Florida, so we packed up and moved, and dad went to seminary in a little town called Graceville, Florida. And he went to BBI, which is Baptist Bible Institute, and then he decided to go, after we were there for a couple of years, he decided to go to Mississippi and finish his degree and go to music school at William Carey College in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. So kind of moved around a lot when I was young due to them going back to school at a later age, you know, for them. But, yeah, I got amazing experiences through that. Lived in the South most of my life. Lived in North Carolina for a while. That's where my mom's parents lived. And just kind of moved around. And then in the middle of all that, about the mid-90s, I moved to California and stayed in California until 2000. But while I was in California, me and my husband at the time were visiting Hawaii. And I came here to Hawaii back in, like, for the first time in 95 and fell in love with it immediately. I mean, I just love this place. It just as soon as my foot hit the sand, I was like, man, I'm going to live here one day, and I don't know how. But it worked out. God opened up the doors, and we moved here in 2000, and I've been here 16 years now, and this is seriously my home. And it's been amazing just to find, like, you know, your foundation in your home, because I moved around so much as a young child, I didn't really ever get that. But this last stretch, being here for 16 years, says a lot about me, because I usually move every 4 or 5 years, but this time I'm really, really staying here because this is my home. So, I love it here, and I'm so blessed to get to live here. I stand in awe of God's beauty on this island. To get to live on an island is just what a privilege and an honor, you know, to be able to do that. Also, you mentioned my parents. My mom and my stepfather were missionaries in Belize, down in Central America. I've been down to Belize a couple of times. But due to health issues and things that were going on in their life, they actually packed up and moved back to the States just in the last couple of months. So they're fresh back. They're fresh back in the States. They did leave Belize due to some health issues, and I'm just glad to have them back here on this side now, especially with their health issues. So, but if you're listening, please keep them in your prayer. They're going through some challenges right now, and just need to cover the family in prayer right now. But that's kind of my background of how I got to Maui, and just, you know, the start of my early ages of life. I've always been near water, especially being born and raised in Fort Lauderdale. And that's where I'm most comfortable. So being surrounded by the Pacific Ocean is kind of my cradle.
I agree, and I definitely agree with you on Maui. I moved to, first was on Maui in 1975 as a young guy, when it was a really sleepy island, and I moved to Maui myself in 1986. Was there for almost 17 years, and sometimes I scratch my head and think, what the heck did I ever leave for? But anyway, you live in a great place, and my son lives on Maui. My brother and his wife live down in Kihei, too, so I have family on Maui, so Sandy and I do have ties to that. One thing I love about how our relationship has grown, though, Sandy, over, and just it is, life is a journey, and God puts people on our paths for so many reasons. And all of you folks out there, just whoever he puts on your path today, it might be just for a few seconds. And that being you inviting me onto your show in 2014 started a relationship. And we've been, you and I both just have let God take us. But I was talking about Africa back then, and I don't even know in 2014 if you knew where Ethiopia even was. I don't know. But anyway, I was going to ask, here's where I'm leading up to some questions. Over the last 2 years, folks that are listening, Sandy has just amazed me with her interest and her heart for Africa, even though she's never been there. And there's reasons I think God is moving her to go there, and she's answering his call. She does what he tells her to do. I just know she does. In other words, she lives by his will. I lived in Africa as a young boy, and my experiences in Africa have been just so amazingly wonderful, too. And it's been a pleasure and honor to share those experiences with Sandy now. And I am so, excited is probably a word that's not even, I need another stronger word. I'm going to take you to Africa in the fall for your very, very first time. So I'm as excited for you as I am for me to go back, because I go back quite often as I can. And I love Africa. A part of my heart stays there, actually, and lives there. But how did that happen for me talking in 2014 about a little company that we were trying to start with an idea of saving children from malnutrition and from malaria and from drinking unclean water? How did that interview, when you interviewed me, grow into today where you and I both now market those products, we save children all over the world, It's become our purpose and our passion, and it's going to allow us to go back to Africa. So how did, back to you, Sandy. You just share your heart.
Yeah, you know, for those who are listening, you can go and read my story at my website, catchthewavehawaii.com. It really will give you a good oversight of what we're doing, especially with World Impact Solutions. But, you know, it's funny. I actually met this young teenager from Africa. He's from South Africa. 5 years ago or so on Twitter, and he just started walking with God and was a baby Christian going through some things, and God allowed me to mentor him and counsel him, and we're still friends today. We're very, very close. But God, that's kind of where it started. When God brought him into my life, that was where kind of Africa popped up on my radar. And then, of course, when I met Michael and he started telling me about Africa, and then, of course, other things that were going on around the world with, you know, dirty water and malaria and malnutrition. And, you know, these are things that you don't really think about when you're living in literally a blessed land. You know, USA is so blessed. We have everything we need. We can walk in and turn on the faucet and have clean water, and we can eat food and it's got everything in it we need. And, you know, we can get bit by a mosquito out here and not have to worry about it too much. But when I started looking at the situations going on around the world and finding out that every 5 seconds a child dies from something totally preventable that we can stop, it really grabbed my heart, because it made me realize we each have the power to use our voice to make a difference in someone else's life. And there's no need, no reason for us to ignore it. There's no excuse, really, for us to ignore something like that when there are billions of people suffering around the world, and there's a small portion of us that are just living free and living fat. And mm-hmm. I didn't like that. Mm-hmm. I didn't like that at all. And I, you know, yeah, you can throw it, you can push it to the side and try to cover it up and try to ignore it, but it's still there. And we all have a responsibility to help someone else, you know, and whatever your call is, it could be your call in your community. It could be your call in your family. It could be a call on your life to go to a far country like Africa. You know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Everybody's journey is different, and God's call on their life is different. But God has called me to Africa for such a time as this, and I know it. I see it. Mm-hmm. I see it around me every day. He brings people into my life every day that are affiliated with this continent. And mm-hmm. and it's amazing to see. I can't ignore it, because he's screaming that name out to me to go there.
Correct.
And he has something for me out there that he wants me to see. But he also has a story for me to write about my journey there and bring back information to all of you who are here to know more, because we have to educate mm-hmm. ourselves in order to be aware of how we can make a difference in the world around us. And if we're not educated, then we're not aware, and then we're not going to do anything. So it's really, really important for everybody to get educated. And I want you to go to my website at catchthewavehawaii.com. There's a page there called World Impact Solutions. I want you to go there and see what we're doing. What this company is doing is we're selling life-saving products. We're selling micronutrients to reverse malnutrition in children under the age of 5. Also helps with pregnant mothers, if you can believe that. Mm-hmm. It starts very early in the womb. And then we also sell water filtration systems where it actually cleans water up to 99.9%. This little device is smaller than a soda can, and it's designed after a kidney dialysis machine and can take all the impurities out down to 99.9% and make super clean water for our family. And then we also have our mosquito net that actually stops malaria, you know, and these mosquito-borne diseases are out there. Zika is out there now that's causing major problems with birth defects in children. And it's spreading. And we have ways to stop this, and there's no reason why we all don't do our part to make a difference. So I want you to go to the website, catchthewavehawaii.com. I want you to go to the World Impact Solutions page, and for as little as $20, you can actually save a child's life. with the micronutrients we sell. Then we sell the mosquito nets. There's four of those for $50. And then we have these amazing water filtrations that are $75. And it's not much. It's really not much money in the whole scheme of things. But to a child or a family, it's everything. So I want to encourage you to please go take a look at that. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. That's why God has called me to Africa. I'm going to be visiting some amazing ministries over there that are going on the ground doing some amazing humanitarian work. We're going to shine a light on them on what they're doing because they need help too. They need to be, we need to raise awareness about what they're doing over there and how you can help if you feel led to be a part of that. But I'm just super excited to go with you, Michael, because you've been there and you've lived there. And I'm going with someone who knows the country and knows the area so well. So it's not like I'm walking into something that I don't even know. I'm going with somebody who's very experienced with the culture and the surroundings in the area. And for those of you, maybe you're listening and you're thinking, I want to go. We want to invite you because this is going to be a life-changing trip. So for those of you out there who are wanting more information, maybe you're thinking of, you know, I would like to go to Africa. I would like to see it too. Please contact one of us. You can reach us. You can even call me on my cell at 808-269-7923. Or you can reach me on social media. I'm all over the place. Instagram at Sandy C. Maui, Twitter at Sandy C. Maui. But if you're interested in joining us, please reach out to us because we'd love to share what we're going to be doing over there and how we're going to be able to actually change the lives of people and bring some hope to their world.
Exactly. Exactly. And, Sandy, one thing I'd like to mention, you did a great description of what World Impact Solutions is all about. And see, I want to kind of piggyback that guys, if you are out there and you go into that website, catchthewavehawaii.com and click on World Impact Solutions, watch the little video there, and you'll learn what they actually do and what drew Sandy and I to that. If you buy one of those products, you can be rest assured it's going to be put in the hands of a child somewhere in the world. And with these, World Impact Solutions has amazing relationships with other organizations that have feet on the ground in Uganda, Kenya, Congo, South Africa, Haiti, Vietnam, Thailand, Guatemala. They just recently sent 1,000 mosquito nets to Haiti, and they give them away. They give these products away because you're purchasing them, and actually you're purchasing them to send to a child. So it's an amazing, amazing idea. You can be assured that if you purchase a $20 micronutrient package, and that will provide 30 days supply for a child. You can do that month in, month out, so that child gets them every month. You will know that a child somewhere in perhaps Kenya, in Matanya's Hopes, feeding 1,200 children a day, or if you buy a mosquito net, it might go to Uganda or another shipment to Haiti or South Central America to fight this Zika virus. But, yes, you're right, Sandy. And, guys, the wonderful thing about this is World Impact Solutions is going to reward Sandy with helping fund her mission trip to Africa. It's an amazing opportunity for Sandy that they will reward her for helping save children around the world by sending herself to put feet on the ground and actually touch some of these wonderful organizations and hold a child in her hand and perhaps feed a child in her hand and see the benefits of what World Impact is doing. But I'm excited, Sandy. I know half hour just flies by here. One last question. I know you have connected your social media. I love social media, as you do. It has created a global village. You're able to chat, talk to anybody in the world on social media around the world. And I know you have connect with a variety, and I've introduced you to one in particular, Make Your Mark, Ethiopia. And find those guys on social media, folks, and look at what they're doing. It's one of the ministries we're going to visit and work with. But there's a couple others that you've really connected with, God has put in your path. I would love to get some of these people, Ingrid and maybe Carmen and Trent, on this show one Monday.
Yes.
And interview them as well. But share what you're drawn to, some of the ministries we're going to be working with. Can
yeah,
you do that
you know,
real quick?
There's, yes, definitely. Definitely Make Your Mark is a place that we're going to visit. I'm really looking forward to seeing them. Also, Ingrid
in
Olson's partners with, yeah, in Addis. What did I say?
No, you didn't say
anything. Anyway.
Oh, I didn't. We've been talking about all of Africa. And we're going to be in Ethiopia by everybody, folks. We're going to be
yes.
in Addis Ababa for this trip, and we'll be venturing out throughout Ethiopia on this trip.
Yes.
And the
yes.
Upcoming trips, I'm going to take Sandy all over Africa. But anyway, this one's Ethiopia.
So we're going to go see Make Your Mark in Addis Ababa, and then we're going to be also. I'm going to also visit Ingrid Olson's Partners with Ethiopia. They actually
yes.
provide education for children in these villages and food and things that they need. And they do have amazing sponsorship programs where you can sponsor a child through her program that's Partners with Ethiopia. Also, No Ordinary Love Ministries. They really have my heart. I also went to a website, Caleb David from One Child Campaign. You can check
mm-hmm.
out their website as well, One Child Campaign. But they have a lot of different ministries under this one umbrella that they really
Correct.
Support. And I was looking at their website the other day, amazing information about some of these organizations that are on the ground there doing work. So I'm going to
mm-hmm.
be doing some research on those and put some of those on my target as far as visiting those ministries as well. But it's really going to be a compassion mission trip, and that's
Correct.
What I'm really labeling it as. I want to go and see what the work that they're doing there. I want to go and bring hope to a child and family members and people who God brings across my path.
Mm-hmm.
I really can't wait to see what God is going to do. I get kind of choked up when I think about it because I know that He has particular people there waiting for us so that we can shine the light of Christ into their life. And just very, very excited about what He's going to do there. I want to share a quote really quick. We only have a few minutes left, but it's one that I ran across, and it's a Mother Teresa quote. And it was really powerful. It really grabbed my heart. But it said, "You cannot change the world, but you can change someone's world." And
mm-hmm.
that's what we're doing. We can't change the whole world entirely, but you can. But individually, we can change someone's world, and that is what we're doing. That is what we're doing through World Impact Solutions. We are changing one life at a time, and it
mm-hmm.
can seem very overwhelming, and there's so much need out there. But if we can make a difference in one life at a time, we're making a difference. So I want to encourage all of you out there, go to my website, catchthewavehawaii.com, to read my story, to learn more about what we're doing, and make sure to always tune in every Monday at 8 o'clock Hawaii Standard Time right here. We're going to have some special guests coming up over the next
yeah.
few weeks. Look forward to that. I want to get Carmen and Trent Post on the radio show for them to talk about Make Your Mark and get Ingrid Olson on board. But we are going to just, the next shows over the next few months are going to be all about Ethiopia and the work that we're going to be doing there, and also World Impact Solutions and how you can make a difference and save the life
mm-hmm.
of a child through this organization.
Great. And by the way, I know Caleb David, too. He lives in Colorado Springs area. He would be a great guest to get on the show as
yes.
well. And he's an amazing man that has an amazing heart. With his One Child Campaign and what he does in Ethiopia. He goes to Ethiopia once or twice a year with groups, and he is an amazing. So we need to get him on the show, too. But
yes.
Well, thanks
mm-hmm.
so much, Sandy, for sharing all of your life today and much more to come. Boy, we are getting up here. Where did the 30 minutes go? But everybody have a wonderful one per week. Go bless somebody, but go help Sandy with getting herself, get her to Ethiopia. And so go to that site, purchase some products, and save a life, and let's send Sandy to Ethiopia. Can't wait to take her. Thanks, everybody from Texas. God bless you, Sandy.
Thank you. Thanks. Thank you. God bless you. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. We will be live again next Monday, 8 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time right here. This radio show is recorded, so please play it back and share with your friends. I need everyone sharing this message of me going to Ethiopia and how you can save a life and get me there at the same time. So once again, thank you for all of those who support me, and we love you, and we'll see you next week. Aloha.
Aloha. Bye-bye.